Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Championing the core conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Good evening, fellow deplorables. Welcome to the John Whitmer Show, broadcasting live from America's heartland. You know, we stopped calling it Radio Free Wichita, but now that Dr. Mims has reinstated his mask mandate, we're going to call it that again. Radio Free Wichita, welcome to your home for local conservative talk radio, where we proudly champion the conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. Our studio lines are open as always. If you'd like to call in, you can reach us at 316-869-1330. We will take your calls later tonight. Want to talk about a whole bunch of stuff. Tonight, we've got some great guests for you as well. Army Ranger Sean Parnell is going to join us in the 8 o'clock hour. You'll remember him from his stirring speech at the Republican National Convention. He's going to be with us to discuss his combat tours along the Afghan-Pakistan border, his speech at the RNC, and his decision to run for Congress. Cannot wait to have Sean on. Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of the Susan B. Anthony List, is going to be with us to tell us why she says Donald Trump is the first president in history to run for re-election on his pro-life voting record. On his pro-life record, that's a bold statement considering his predecessors. We'll talk with Clay Clark and James D. Cristofaro. They're a pair of businessmen out of Tulsa, actually, about why they're suing the city of Tulsa, Oklahoma, over the city's face mask mandate, ironically, considering we just had ours reinstated by an unelected bureaucrat. Numbers USA President Chris Chmielewski is going to join us to detail how, at their recent convention, the Democrats adopted a radical open borders immigration platform. If you think it was bad before, just let the Democrats get in the White House, folks. It's going to get worse. And recall Gavin Newsom. 2020 spokesperson Dr. Cordy Williams is going to join us to discuss their efforts to recall California's governor, the recent turmoil in Oregon, and the unrest raging throughout the Democrat-controlled cities across America. Recall a governor. There's a novel concept. Maybe something we should try here in Kansas. At any rate, our studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. So, I don't know if you happen to hear it, but Joe Biden, was escorted from his basement on Friday by his handlers and allowed to answer some very carefully scripted questions from the media. However, the press didn't exactly give the Democrat presidential candidate any tough questions, to say the least.
You said today is the angriest you've been as a presidential candidate. But you said you're trying to restrain yourself. There are a lot of people out there who are supporting you or are inclined to not vote for the president who would say, why isn't Joe Biden angrier about all of this?
Thank you, sir. This morning, in reference to that article in The Atlantic, in a call convened by your campaign, Kazir Khan said that the comments demonstrated that President Trump's life is a testament to selfishness and that his soul is that of a coward. You've talked about this as a different view of how you see the job of president. But when you hear these remarks, suckers, losers, recoiling from amputees, what does it tell you about President Trump's soul and the life he leads?
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Last night, President Trump mocked you for wearing a mask and said that this is a sign that you must have some, quote, big issues. He says this even though he knows that, according to scientists
and public health officials, wearing masks... We get the gist of this. So those were questions from the media in an open press conference. Seriously, folks, who is asking Biden these questions? It's like watching someone make sure a three-year-old wins Candyland. I mean, seriously. This is like throwing the game of chutes and ladders so that the toddler can win. I mean, come on, people. Now, keep in mind, in the last 6 months, President Trump has held at least 150 press events. Joe Biden has held 5. Since July 19th, Joe Biden has answered 131 questions from the press, most of which were softball questions like these. In contrast, President Trump has answered 838 questions in that same period of time. And trust me, none of those questions were pandering sycophantic questions about Joe Biden's soul. Biden has taken questions at press conferences once since the 28th of July, the piercing in-depth questions, just like the ones you just heard. Prior to that, he went 32 days without taking a single question. And many of the questions for Joe Biden at his recent quote-unquote press conference consisted of reporters asking Biden to elaborate on how bad Trump is. I mean, seriously, these are partisan Democrat hacks, not journalists. You might as well put me at a Trump press conference and ask me to ask tough, piercing questions of the president. And you know what? I actually would, because there are some things I disagree with the president on, unlike these hacks. I cannot wait for the debates. That way, at least we will have a clear base point of Biden's competency or lack thereof. He will have to at least respond to rapid questioning and answers, or respond, better yet, to the president. It will not be softball, but hardball. This will give voters a clear picture as to whether Joe Biden is up to the job or can at least button his own pants. I mean, come on. All of this is based on an Atlantic magazine article based entirely on anonymous stories, yet sourced refutations of that very Atlantic magazine article are being completely ignored. Set aside the fact that the Atlantic magazine's owner is a mega donor to the Biden campaign. I mean, is it just me, or is the media just making crap up about Trump because Joe Biden is such a train wreck? I mean, call me crazy, but I think the candidate who's ending wars and bringing troops home respects the military a heck of a lot more than the candidate who's been sending them into battle for 47 years. It's amazing. Almost as if on cue, Joe Biden starts to slip in the polls and anonymous stories start leaking out about the president. Amazing how that works. Speaking of polls, yours truly got a look at some exclusive campaign polling yesterday. This polling company, known, by the way, to be a fairly left-leaning polling company, completed 600 interviews in the state of Kansas with about a 5% statistical error factor. They made a random selection of voters from the last two general elections. So, again, polling 600 Kansans who voted in the last two general elections. These are likely voters. Statewide, they have Trump winning Kansas in the upcoming general election. Not a surprise here. He's only trailing in one congressional district, the third, and only by 1 point, which is good news. They have Roger Marshall leading by 7 and winning all 4 congressional districts. They have Jake LaTourneur winning by 17 points. And they even have Amanda Adkins leading liberal Cherise Davids by 10 points. And again, this is a left-leaning polling agency, so it's a good numbers. Here's the fun part. According to their survey of 600 Kansas voters, likely voters statewide, Governor Kelly's approval rating is in the tank. No surprise. With a positive rating, excellent and good, of only 31%, and a negative rating, fair and poor, of 55%, with her insistence on statewide mandates and calls for more shutdowns, Comrade Kelly is certainly earning her 55% negative job approval numbers. Good job, Laura. Good job. Coming up after the break, Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of the Susan B. Anthony List, who's going to be with us to tell us why she says Donald Trump is the most pro-life president to run for re-election on his record. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.